From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russia's prime minister says accusations his country is bombing civilians in Syria are just not true. Speaking Saturday at a security conference in Munich, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said there's no evidence of such bombings. He made the comment moments after French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called on Russia to stop bombing civilians in Syria, saying it was crucial in order to reach any peaceful solution. The Russian and French prime ministers are among delegates from Europe, the U.S., and elsewhere, meeting again Saturday in attempts to end nearly 5 years of violence in Syria. Well, world powers meeting in Munich agreed Friday on a cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin in 1 week. But many observers are skeptical about the Munich agreement and warn that Syrian government forces backed by Russia and Iran could exploit the deal. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the ceasefire deal in Munich Friday.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, emphasized there were still differences with Washington. Russia says it only targets extremist groups, but the bombardment has been stepped up against the rebel stronghold of Aleppo, which is now almost encircled by Syrian regime forces. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Look at our website at voanews.com and this reminder that this is VOA News. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is Francis' first official visit to the heavily Catholic country. He was greeted by President Enrique Pino Nieto, First Lady Angelica Rivera, traditional dancers, and a large crowd of admirers waving flashlights in time to the music from a band. Pope Francis arrived in Mexico hours after he and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the 1,000-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. Francis, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, and Patriarch Kirill embraced and kissed each other three times on the cheek as they met at Jose Marti International Airport in Havana. The United States has temporarily deployed an additional Patriot missile battery in South Korea. The move was done in response to North Korea's nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Meanwhile, U.S. legislation aimed at cutting off funding for North Korea's nuclear activities is heading to President Barack Obama for his signature. Republicans and Democrats in Congress overwhelmingly agreed this past week to back tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. Congressman Elliot Engel serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
North Korea is always looking for ways to get around our sanctions. The sanctions in this bill would focus especially on North Korean elites who conduct shady transactions with shell corporations, then cover up the money trail. In Pyongyang, the capital, these cronies of the Kim regime pocket the cash while the rest of the North Korean people suffer.
White House officials indicate that President Obama is not likely to veto the bill because of the overwhelming support for it in Congress. The U.S. legislation marks the second time this past week North Korea faced condemnation for its aggressive nuclear weapons program. U.S. Republican presidential hopefuls will debate Saturday night in Greenville, South Carolina, a week from the southeastern state's primary election. Several of the candidates appeared Friday at a faith and family forum at the fundamentalist Bob Jones University in Greenville. Evangelicals are a key voting bloc in South Carolina. Frontrunner Donald Trump skipped the forum for an appearance in another southeastern state, Florida. Oil and stock prices surged Friday following reports that oil exporters might work out a deal to cut production and new data showing stronger U.S. consumer spending. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.